Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Texas voters have a few hours left to cast ballots in today's election. Here in Houston, there's the election for the 18th Congressional District, along with an open city council seat. Harris County Attorney Christian Menefee says the election is about the high cost of living.
There used to be a time in this country where you could work 40 hours a week, you could get the house, the two cars, send your kids off to do better than you did, retire at a reasonable age. But now we see so many folks in our communities are working multiple jobs. They're not making ends meet. They don't have any money in savings. They have one health issue arise and it can set them back a decade, and they're retiring later.
Voters around the state are also deciding on 17 proposed constitutional amendments. Houston mom Gina Alvarado was looking at Proposition 15, the Parents' Rights Amendment. She brought her young son to the polls.
Having right here next to me, you know, our future example, and I would definitely want to show him that voting is important and using your voice is important and, you know, speaking up for others who maybe can't use their voice.
We'll have complete election coverage here on News 88.7 when the polls close at 7 tonight. And you can also watch our coverage at HoustonPublicMedia.org. HISD says it's working to help fill the gap in food insecurity now that some families aren't getting SNAP benefits. That's because of the government shutdown.
Every weekend for the next four weekends, I believe we will work with the Houston Food Bank to provide distribution of food at Hattie Mae. That's the administration building.
HISD Superintendent Mike Miles says the district will also continue distributing food at least once a week at the Sunrise Centers. The Houston airport system is encouraging people to arrive early as a result of the government shutdown. Officials say TSA wait times at Bush Airport tomorrow could exceed 45 minutes. At Hobby, those wait times are expected around 20 minutes. Overnight low near 59 degrees. It should be mostly clear tonight. A lot of sunshine again tomorrow with a high near 81 degrees. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.